Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. In the war for the free world at the moment, there is a community, a population, I guess you might say, that is in grave peril in the Middle East, most especially, but actually globally. It is a community that is known for its faith rather than its ethnic or national identities, which makes this truly a global problem. That is the persecution of Christians. A man who is doing for his government an incredibly important job of trying to make a material difference in the lot in life of persecuted Christians, specifically in the Middle East at the moment, is our guest for this full and, I'm hoping, very impactful conversation. He is Deputy Secretary of State for the Aid of Persecuted Christians of the Nation of Hungary. His name is Tristan Azbay. He has a PhD in geosciences from Virginia Tech, which, as he's pointed out to me off air, makes him a Hokie. But he is also, by training and experience, a diplomat who has served in his country's foreign ministry. He is now in a super ministry, which is entitled the Ministry of Human Capacities. And I had the privilege of meeting him briefly in a conference before Christmas, and I'm so thrilled to have him with us to talk about what Hungary is doing and what the rest of us must do on behalf of persecuted Christians around the world. Tristan Azbay, very good to have you with us, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit.
Good evening. Hello from Budapest, and thanks for having me.
Well, it is a distinct privilege to have you, and I wanted to say right out of the box, thank you for what you and your government are doing. And you told a story along with Stephen Rosh, who is with the Chaldean Catholic Archdiocese of Erbil, at this conference that was sponsored by the Hudson Institute and the Anglosphere Society in the middle of December, about a town called Telskuf in Iraq. Would you tell us the story of what was going on there and what your government did to help?
Okay, so to jump in the middle, let's talk about Telskuf, which is in the Nineveh region of Iraq. This is the region where traditionally Christians have been living in that part of the world for 2,000 years. In the Nineveh region, just 15 years ago, there have been 1.5 million Christians, and today there are only less than 300,000. This is a tragic and a striking number. And it shows that if we don't act or do something, that after living there for 2,000 years, Christian communities will disappear during our lifetime from Iraq while we watch and do nothing. And this is something the Hungarian government took upon itself as a responsibility to address this tragic phenomenon of persecution of Christians.
And just tell us, Tristan, if I could just interrupt for a second, who is doing the persecution on the Nineveh Plains at the moment?
At the Nineveh Plains, it was Daesh, the terrorist group that calls itself Islamic State. For example, the settlement called Telskuf we are talking about, which was a pure Christian town, has been occupied by ISIS in 2014. Everybody who could has fled from the town, so it became completely deserted. Later, during the battles and the ongoing wars, the several hundreds of houses have been destroyed. By now, from the military sense, the Islamic State terrorist organization has been dismantled. But as we have experienced on our trip recently to the region, the ideology is still there.
The ideology is indeed still there. And tell us, before we jump into what's happening at the moment, and there's some quite dramatic aspects to that part of the story, but when ISIS was still very much a factor, the people of Telskof were obviously targeted by them. I'm told that the Islamic State would paint on the doors of Christians' homes the letter Nun, I guess it's called in Arabic. It's roughly translates into N in English. The first letter, of course, of the word Nazarene, which is used as a kind of pejorative term for Christians in that part of the world. When these ISIS operatives, Tristan Azbay, were at large and doing this sort of persecution of Christians in places like Telskof, what actually happened there, and what became of the Christians who were living there at that time?
Well, the people of Telskof could consider themselves lucky compared to the tragic victims of the murderous massacres committed by the terrorists of Islamic State. So they have managed to flee Telskof. But it wasn't like that in many parts of Iraq or Syria. Many Christians have been mass murdered. This is something that we call a genocide, and this is something we want the whole world to recognize as a genocide. But returning to Telskof and some other, if you can say that, luckier Christian communities, many of them has been given two chances, either convert or either flee or either pay the specific punishment tax imposed upon Christians and the jizya on Christians and other communities. Nevertheless, the people of Telskof, about 1,300 families have flown from the town and have fled from the town. And this is where the Hungarian government stepped in through the program I am leading. And as a pilot project, we provided approximately $2 million to rebuild the town.
So the town was emptied of its population and then destroyed, effectively, I guess, or seriously damaged. And your government, and again, we're speaking with the Deputy Secretary of State for the Aid of Persecuted Christians of Hungary, Tristan Azbay, your government stepped in and simply made $2 million available for the purposes of trying to do what exactly?
To reconstruct the town. You know, we have this aid program we call Hungary Helps, and we have three governing principles. All of them have been called very innovative. We think it's only common sense. The first governing principle is honest dialogue. So what we have done before providing this aid, we have visited these communities, talked to the church leaders, invited them to Hungary, and asked how we may help. And from that, it became clear that the best way to help them is to provide funds for rebuilding so that they can return to their homelands. So a second governing principle is that we give aid for what is really needed. We are not trying to be smarter than the people we are trying to help. So we provide mainly aid for humanitarian causes, but also for reconstruction processes. And the third governing principle that we follow during our support policy is that we give the aid directly to the communities. We don't use big convoluted middleman organizations and international organizations and agencies, because we don't trust that the aid will actually make it to the minority groups. So this is what we do. And one example, our flagship project, if I may call that, is the rebuilding of Telskof.
Yeah. When we come back after a short break, I want to ask you about what almost happened to Telskov and the importance of that direct involvement and the leaving out the middleman and what our own government here in the United States seems to be now inclined to do in the way of following your lead. We'll be right back with more with Tristan Azbay. Dr. Azbay is a senior official at the Hungarian government responsible for aiding persecuted Christians. Fascinating story and great leadership. We'll talk more about it in a moment, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.